Okay, Rabbi Say, so as always, welcome everybody to a holy gathering here. We thank the Bani Shalom that we have this hospice in this room, nice room. We don't mind sharing it with other people, right? Every time Hashem gave us this nice room, beautiful shofar we have. Anyway, so we thank Hashem. No, for the room. We thank that we have our chevrah, Baruch Hashem, our yedidim, shtakas together. All our mishtakim together add siyata d'shmaya to the whole group. And we hope that we'll be able to accomplish what we want to. But say we're carrying the torch, not the baruch. Carrying the torch. Right. Hold on to the torch that we started a number of years ago, Baruch Hashem. We hope that we'll continue. But say, you know, you should try to be mezakeh around him. You know, try to. It's not that unhappy with the group is beautiful, but it's chaval. I think that none of the people that they knew what we're doing here, it's only their time in, but time out, but that just the goodness that we're able to, you know, get, capture things that some of the people take a long time and have worked for the whole week, just for a few minutes of work, but I can tell you from doing this for many years that people see concrete accomplishment. You know, that's like one of the kunsten of these uvdas, that they look like they're very simple and very pushy, but it seems that they're able to make an imprint and the amkit of the nisham. And people tell me that they see like Paris, you know, the Messias, the Koine, the Mekatinian, and the different issues that we work on. So, let's say it's a big zikui for the rabbin, anybody that it could be Mizaka to come to join us. It's only like a few minutes, and those few minutes you have worked for the whole week. It's something very special that with all the things that Rav Miller became very, very popular today in many different circles, and Baruch Hashem, I'm very happy that people have gotten to appreciate it. But I'm sharing with you something that we had, like, before he became very popular, he had these little groups, like, very similar to what we have here tonight. And he had little groups like that, little workshops, and he gave us these uvdas, right? And he had, afterwards, the shul, and the classes. I don't think he had those uvdas anymore, those vadim. This is something that he had. So a certain period of time that I was zeicher, you know, to be able to remember from, you know. And I'm sharing with you something which is like very precious. These aren't on tapes and speeches and books. Okay. All right, Rabbi Say, maybe some of the also old Talmidim started writing some of these things down, so I shouldn't say it's not in books, maybe. Okay, Rabbi Say, so Ayom Kotzer V'Amlochem Ruba. Rabbi Baruch, do you have something that you want to share with us?
No.
Nothing. You had an inspiring shvuas? There's nothing special that you want to share.
Nothing that comes to mind.
Okay, and Shimon, Rav Shimon, right? Is that right? Right name?
Yes. Rav Shimon had a good shmooz.
Anything to quickly, very, very quickly, because the time is.
Good learning, shmooz life. Good, connected to it.
And what about you? Do you have anything?
It's good. I just want to add one little thing that the Uvda I find. Shemitah could be a very small thing, but like the Rav said, it makes you stop in davening and wait by Atachonin Adam Das, it makes you stop by davening. That even though the davening has become like a. That even if I don't think about the Torah, I stop. Like I davening becomes like a.
Right.
These stop points in davening, so it makes you think. So I think it's, that alone, I think, is
Rav Hashem, wonderful. Rav Hashem. Rav Hashem. But I wanted to, what I want to do with you tonight, a little out of the regular uptis that we do here every week. With your permission, not much different, but a little different than the conventional Seder that we have here. Rav Mula, the Rebbe, at one point, of course, this is years after I was here in Eretz Yisrael already, but anyway, we put together something that I don't know if any of you ever heard of it. It's called the 10 Steps to Greatness. I don't know if any of you ever heard of it. It's a little program called the 10 Steps to Greatness. What?
Yeah, I think we've done it before.
Yeah, we've
it's a card. It's
a card.
Yeah?
I wrote down from last time.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. We did we do the program also? We do it.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. It's a time tonight. You know, how long ago? It must have been some time ago.
A year ago.
Yeah.
Approximately.
Huh?
Approximately a year ago.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. So I thought, I mean, this program that he put together, the 10 Steps to Greatness, this is the program to do it for a year, I think, half a year, a year, do it 30 days, and take a break, and again 30 days. I thought as a good, nice treat for our little chabur here, just to do it for 1 week. His program was to do it for a year, and now I'm very happy take a taste of the 10 steps, right? Beautiful, wonderful. I'm very happy for that. You have it written down also. So maybe we'll just very quickly go through the 10 steps where they are, right? The first one, the first one is that you should think about Olam Haba, like for half a minute every day. I never had the opportunity ever to ask him what exactly he meant by that. What do you mean of thinking of Olam Haba for half a minute? What do you mean by Olam Haba? So, again, everybody said exactly what he meant by that, I don't know. But the way I relate to it is that there are people that you know, and you knew, grandparents, great-grandparents, aunts, uncles, acquaintances, friends, Rahman Islam, that they passed the border and they moved on, you know, to the next world. And they're surely alive, right, and the Shema is alive, and just try to picture them, you know, picture their face in the next world, you know, maybe with a smile, and just picture them, and that they're existing right now in the next world. That's the way I would have been, a vision line. A vision to picture what the Rebbe meant. So, spend about, you know, half a minute thinking about visualizing people that you know and Rebbeim that you had, individuals that you know, in the next world. Okay, that's number one. Number two, to go off to some private place and to say, Hashem, I love you, right? You know, trying to say it out loud in a private place so people can hear you. Number three is to do a chesed every day, a planned chesed, right? We've done that with the, right? The main nature of that is that the chesed is planned, right? In other words, if somebody comes over to you and asks you to do you a favor, and you do it, so you surely get tremendous chayar for it. It's wonderful. But you'll get zero for the uvda. The uvda is dafka, that's something that's premeditated. In other words, you have to plan beforehand to do some chesed. The example was given, you know, put a pen in your pocket or something, especially if somebody, you know, is there, especially in case that somebody needs a pen, put a bandage in your wallet, you know, band-aid, or you're planning to do some chesed, plan to put away the tefillin you see laying around the base measures, right? it has to be premeditated. That's number three. Number four is that you go over to some downtrodden soul. Some person is a little discouraged, somebody a little bit sad, somebody needs to be encouraged, picked up, and say a few nice words to pick them up, right? That's number four. Number five, quickly review what you did the last 24 hours, right? Number six, three times a day, try to do something to Shem Shemayim. It seems like this, let's say brush your teeth. So you do it because of habit. It's a good habit. Wonderful to do. You should all do it, right? But if you have in mind you do it, you think the same mitzvah of Shemiras HaGuf. So the act is transformed into a Maaseh Mitzvah, and it's like a nuclear super explosion in the world of Bruchnius. In other words, the difference between a mitzvah and not a mitzvah is stupendous, somebody says, the emes, right? So when you think that little thought, it's so great that our mind can't even accept that if we knew what was happening, that just a little machshava can convert a catalytic agent, they call it, that little machshava can convert an act into something so different, so stupendous. So three times a day, try to think of you doing this act. You're walking in the street, I'm thinking, l'shem exercise, you go to sleep, I'm going to l'shem, you know, b'ris haguf, eat something, you know, that you have strength to serve Hashem, right? You polish your shoes, it's the Kiddush Hashem, right? That's number six. Number seven is that you should look at somebody's face, a human being, and think that I'm looking at the Tzelem HaLikim, right? Now, it could be, it'll come to your mind if I say, you know, a philosophical question, that how can we picture Hashem having a face? I'm not going into that. But Maisa, you see from Rashi in many places that Rashi says that there is some kind of a image that we think of Hashem having a face like a human being, right? Or a human being having a face of Hashem, right? So that's number seven. Number eight is that you smile at somebody, but not just that you should think in mind, I'm smiling at the person because of the Ubda, right? The Shleimus that we get from the Ubda. That's number eight. And number nine, I would say, every day take your clothing and think about the clothing, the chesed. I think that we largely underestimate, you know, the chesed of our clothing. You know, and every day it's good, maybe pick a different article and bring this point in it. Where we say Hashem Malbush Arumim, right? What was the lashon by Adam and Chava? It was one of the first chesed that Hashem did to Adam and Chava. So every day, you know, spend a few minutes thinking about your clothing, right? We don't realize we have a suit jacket there. Just to drop off, it would look ridiculous. It has to be so exact, just the minimum of Moshe's guy. And it just has to be a little bit off, and you have to have two suits, inside lining, the outside lining, and it has to fit exactly, the inside lining smaller, right? That's number nine. And number ten, somebody say, you think about the Churban, the Great Beis HaMikdash. And before you go to sleep, sit down on the floor for one second, Rabbi say, and be misabel for the Churban. Okay, Rabbi say, you have it yourself. You want it, and let's just say, type it, you know, just the kids in Lashon HaKodesh. You can do it on. Okay. It's not necessary, huh? You can have it. Special tip. Maybe you want to share it with an Israeli, as they say. Okay, but please say. So I want, that's clear. Olam Haba, right, Olam Haba, and I love you Hashem, and the Chesed, right, every day Chesed, and cheering up somebody, and you're thinking over the last 24 hours and doing things with Shem Shemayim, three things for the day, and looking at somebody and thinking he's a Shalom Elohim, and smiling at somebody, and your clothing, thinking every day your clothing, you know, the chesed of Hashem of the clothing, and the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Chorban Beis HaMikdash, in the Heir of Yemenu, Rabbi said. Okay? Wish everybody Valdek Hatzlocha, Rabbi said. Give my best regards to Rabbi Moshe, right, Rabbi said. Rabbi Hatzlocha. Everybody, have a wonderful week. And it's wonderful to see you. We shall all have gesund, hanasa, and simcha, and shalom bayis, and nachas, and successful with all your brothers and Hashem, Rabbi Sayyid. We should be glad to see the Messiah, okay? It's wonderful to see all the Rabbi Sayyid.